Oh, yeah. Taking on Monday, baby, and winning. That's what we do. It's what the president does, and we're happy to be a part of it. It is 7:06, time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And yes, President Trump winning with a tariff agreement with the European Union. We'll get more into that. But President Donald Trump also has accused former Vice President Kamala Harris, her presidential campaign, of breaking the law.
Ooh.
This is in regards to alleged payments to celebrities such as Beyonce and Oprah Winfrey for their endorsements.
Apparently, they were really expensive.
In a post on Truth Social, Trump revealed that he was looking at the large amount of money the Democrats owed after the 2024 presidential election, adding that they admit to paying, probably illegally, millions of dollars to Beyonce, Winfrey, and MSNBC political commentator Al Sharpton, among others. Yeah, we need to get Al Sharpton on our team. How much will that cost us?
He's such an influencer.
A lot, but he's, yeah.
He's expensive, though.
Oh, my gosh.
But he's worth it.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Oh, Trump wrote, I basically went over what he wrote for the most part. And you are not allowed to pay for an endorsement, in all caps, Trump wrote. It is totally illegal to do so.
There you go.
And he goes on to say, can you imagine what would happen if politicians started paying for people to endorse them? All hell would break out. Kamala and all those that received endorsement money broke the law. They should all be prosecuted. Thank you for your attention to this matter. A report from the Washington Examiner previously found that Harris's campaign paid $1 million to Winfrey's company on October 15th. Breitbart reported in November 2024 that Winfrey denied the media reports that she had been paid $1 million by the Harris campaign. Winfrey appeared alongside Kamala Harris in a televised town hall-style interview in September and at a rally in Philadelphia the night before the presidential election.
Didn't they try to make that look, oh, well, that was just for some studio usage.
Expenses or something?
Pretty expensive studio expenses there. $1 million.
I mean, Oprah Winfrey is estimated to probably be a billionaire. So $1 million to a billionaire, really. Yeah,
not that much.
No, it's not. But
I still find it interesting that people, and I guess it's just once the desire is there and you've got this going on lifestyle. It's like once you are a billionaire, I mean, I don't know that I'd really need anybody to give me any more money.
Right.
Because what you've got is probably making you millions anyway.
Yeah, if you're passionate about it and you want to appear and you want to endorse this person, by all means, you should
do it.
But
yes,
to do it via payment, they're a product.
Yeah.
And anyway, so Oprah appeared alongside Kamala in this interview that we talked about in September in this rally in Philly. Harris's campaign also denied that Beyonce was paid for an endorsement, though records from the FEC, the Federal Elections Commission, shows that Harris's campaign paid Beyonce's production company $165,000. Finance records have shown that Harris's presidential campaign, which ended up $20 million in debt after having raised $1 billion.
Somebody wasn't really watching the books too close,
though. You think?
I think so.
Oh my gosh. I mean, I don't know. I didn't do the math, but I imagine that would be a substantial paycheck if you could just give it directly to the voters.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, well, we can't buy votes.
Well, you might as well. Go for it.
They also gave Al Sharpton, civil rights organization National Action Network, $500,000.
He was worth more than Beyonce?
Yeah, well, he thinks so. Trump previously called for a major investigation as to whether the Harris campaign paid entertainment elites for endorsements and questioned how much Harris paid Bruce Springsteen for his poor performance during her campaign for president. Oh, did you see the meme on him? This is after Hulk passed away. Something like Bruce Springsteen was found alive at 75 years of age.
Yeah. Sad news, I guess they thought it was there.
I'm going to call for a major investigation into this matter, and et cetera, et cetera. Well, we'll see. Again, it's like so many other things. Yeah. Who are you going to punish? How are you going to do it? Are you going to take all these people to court? In the grand scheme of things, she got $1 billion to spend, Kamala, theoretically, right? At least $1 billion. And she still loses $20 million.
And still loses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody
there is not happy about that, I'm sure.
Yeah. You wonder if some of that money made its way in back channels to, I don't know, some of the people in charge of CBS programming because they were eating $40 million a year from, what's that loser's
Colbert.
Name?
Colbert.
Yeah, Stephen Colbert's TV show.
Well, they probably needed the money. That's something like that's bleeding that much cash. Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
What if you were getting like an unsaid endorsement from a television network?
You mean like, I don't know, positive news stories, edited interviews, those kind of things?
And keeping that jackaloney on the air, even though he's losing your company a ton of money because it's maybe a little quid pro quo. Maybe there is.
He blasts Trump ongoing night after night after night.
Yeah.
Yeah. Has only liberal guests on. To push the agendas, I'm sure it's all coincidence.
Well, you know, you never know with the Democrat Party what's going on there. And it's no surprise, I guess, that they have hit a 35-year low with the American voters. Yeah. This is according to a new Wall Street Journal poll, shows 63% view the party unfavorably. The worst rating since 1990. Whoa. And just 8% hold a very favorable view. So, I mean, there's hardcore Democrats. And out of all the Democrats, there's only 8% that have a favorable view?
That's just sad.
Oh, wow.
I mean, that's
and,
bad.
And, but the interesting thing is how they're attacking it. Like, it's the messaging. It's the personalities. It's this. It's that. And I don't want to give away too much to them for free, but it's like, no. It's your wackadoodle policies. No sane person can explain how letting in 8 to 20 million unvetted immigrants is a good thing for any nation, let alone ours. Nobody can understand why you would let a child decide whether or not they want hormones to stop their puberty or mutilate said child because they think they want to be a different gender. See, that's wackadoodle. That's kooky. That's crazy.
Yeah.
And nobody wants to be forced to drive an electric car. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. That's kooky. If you want to, if you like it, by all means, you should be able to. You should be allowed to.
That'd be great.
But not forced to. That's not very American. And a lot of people apparently recognize that. So Democrats, wow. And you don't want to be too much like, cheerleading from the background going, we're going to win in the midterms because it's a long way away.
Yes, it is.
And we have seen Republicans in the past snatch a loss out of the jaws of victory.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the red wave from a few years ago.
Yeah.
That one.
Yeah.
It was about 2 years later than we expected it to be.
And it wasn't exactly a wave.
No.
Yeah.
No.
It didn't even break the surface of the water with a little...
There was hardly a red
white,
ripple.
Yeah.
No.
It wasn't a white cap even.
Was not pretty.
No. No. So we shall see, right? One less MAGA in the world. Aww. What if you have a baby MAGA? Could you be on the school board and kind of dance on the... You know, on the...
The grave? Is that the word you're looking for?
Yeah.
That's kind of
sick, isn't it?
It's pretty petty, yeah. Mm-hmm. School board.
Alachua County School Board, local story, gone national. Details on that coming up on the Bob Rose Show after we do What's Bugging You. Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. Call in now, 877-975-9825. What's Bugging You is next, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Call in now, please. Good morning. Take it on Monday, baby, and we are winning. It is 7:21 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And here's an opportunity for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest. We call it What's Bugging You. It's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs, so don't be one of those. But do call in now. 877-975-9825. And Greg, what's bugging you?
I got a big one. It's if you're not in the guns, I guess it doesn't mean anything to you. But if you are, we already went through the whole, big, beautiful bill and the in it, out of it, of anything to do with NFA items. Short barrel rifles, suppressors, the whole bit. Yeah, just got drugged through that, like drugged down a gravel road. Finally got a little win in that the $200 is going to go away. And then I see a headline this morning about, yes, a Democrat, I know, shocking, wants a $4,700 tax on suppressors. I'm like, dude, what are you thinking? Have you not seen the way that the direction we're wanting to go? We're just getting rid of $200 and you want it at $4,700? Come on.
Yeah, the big, beautiful bill, the way it was first written before they got in there and mutilated it, was that it wasn't going to be restricted. Suppressors, at least, were not going to be restricted the same way that they have been.
Right.
They're categorized,
the list. Yes.
They're categorized the same way like an automatic weapon would be. Well, so they were going to change all that, do away with the fee, and do away with the kind of what would it be, an FFL you have to hold, or it's a tax type
thing. You pay a tax, yeah.
You pay a tax,
yeah.
And it was what, $200 or $250?
$200.
And
which it's always been, which is fine, but it's like he's trying to go the opposite direction and make it in modern dollars or whatever. I don't know, but $4,700. Basically, you want to ban them.
Reasons why they were able to promote this bill is because it helps so you don't get serious, hearing issues.
Absolutely,
especially if you're a regular sportsman or whatever.
The stupid politicians who are out to get rid of them, they've just watched too and make it like they're dangerous. They've just watched too many spy movies in their time. I'm sorry.
Well, I think it's they're against anything to do probably with firearms, and so any little anything that relates to it that they can put their little stamp on. Look, I did my part. I'm trying to make life tough on responsible gun owners.
Pretty much.
Meanwhile, the criminals do, again,
agenda.
Still whatever they want.
Yeah.
Call in now. What's bugging you? 877-975-9825. I know. Monday, I guess, everybody's coming off the weekend. They're like, no, I had a great weekend. What could be bugging me? But you can find something, and you need to get it off your chest. You'll feel better. There's a science behind this. There really is. Mm. Let's go to Good Morning, Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. What's bugging me is a few months ago, the online search engines such as Yahoo.com, when you do a search for something, they put at the top the artificial intelligence answer, and it was actually wrong. I was looking for the local post office hours, and the artificial intelligence answer said, 9 to 5, but no, that was incorrect. I found out later it was 9 to 4 p.m. So it's like artificial, it's real stupidity, not artificial intelligence. It's going to end up dumbing down society.
That one is an irritant, and I've had that exact same thing happen multiple times, or you let it, if it does the search. I'm like, no, all it's doing is looking for information out there that somebody put out wrong, that is also out there. So it's, man, don't base high-dollar bets on anything that AI gives you, I'm just saying.
Well, it turns out to be the proverbial shortcut. And how many times have you heard, there's no real shortcut in life, there's no real shortcut here. And it's basically a shortcut. So, yes, it can be helpful, but it doesn't help at all if the information's not correct.
No.
Just because it pops up quickly and easily.
Yeah.
Good morning, Kay. What's bugging you?
This is Patty.
Oh,
Patty, my bad. Patty, you're on the air. What's bugging you?
Well, everyone fusses about the plastic straws and plastic cups and plastic. What I hate, absolutely cannot stand, is all of these darn cigarette butts. Everywhere you look is a cigarette butt, and they're there forever, so I'll let y'all talk. Thank you.
Yeah, that's always my pet peeve.
I agree with you. Yeah. I hate those things. They're nasty. The plastic thing is real. This whole thing, you're going to hear more about it. I remember I was doing a thing for, a fine water company, purification, and they said we're one of the few companies that removes PFAS, P-F-A-S, out of the water. And what that turns out to be is that is chemicals that are in a lot of products that our bodies don't break down. They're called forever chemicals.
Yeah.
And so I think you're going to hear more about that, more of a focus on that, and how it relates maybe to some of the ailments we have, the lower testosterone that many have, could be heart-related issues. I mean, I think there's a lot going into that.
Well, we had a little frustration over the weekend. Our Gainesville Jeepers got together and went to a restaurant that we've been to before. It's a very popular one. They don't have straws at all. I mean, they don't even give you a paper straw. Well, I like a straw. I mean, why is that such a difficulty, people?
Yeah, I don't go crazy if I don't get one, but I would prefer a straw, and if I don't get one, I generally ask for it. And yeah, there's been the occasion of different places that for whatever reason don't want to provide them. I can get along without it, but yeah, it's kind of a inconvenience. Good morning, Norma. What's bugging you?
Insurance company. I have to get a roof or I can't get insurance, so I have to sell my house because I can't afford to get a roof and the insurance and our taxes. That's what's bugging me.
Oh, my gosh.
They've gotten so strict on roof ages. I mean, come on. Ridiculously so.
Where can we have her, like, get in touch with somebody that may be able to give her some guidance on this? I wish I could be more helpful.
Yeah, that's frustrating.
Talk to your local insurance agents and see if you can get some guidance there. To have to sell your house?
Yeah.
But then you have to pay for the roof. So you get the new roof, but then somebody else enjoy it.
It's a mess.
It doesn't make sense. It really doesn't. 728 on the Bob Rose Show. Thanks so much for your participation in What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. And coming up, a local story. School board member speaks out about Hulk Hogan, and this thing's gone national. Details on the way. News Talk 97.3, The Sky. It's going to be another awesome day. We're going to make sure we're making Mondays awesome on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here at 7:34. New time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. A local story that just blew up, went viral, went national. New York Post reporting on it. Fox News reporting on it. Alachua County School Board member, Dr. Sarah Rockwell, made a commentary on her personal social media and said something like, "Oh, did Hulk die? I didn't even know. Good. One less MAGA in the world." Wow. She said, "Yes, I shouldn't kind of laugh because death isn't funny, but ever since I was a tiny girl, that man would creep me out and scare me." All right. Everyone's entitled to their opinion. But one less MAGA in the world.
That's just tacky.
Well, she has to attach, you know, her political leanings to her commentary. Now, when she was running for school board, I would just say, you know, that's okay, I guess, as long as that's what you were selling when you wanted to be a school board member. And it's Alachua County. Let's be honest. If she would have said, snuck it in there that, yeah, and by the way, I hate MAGA and all the people associated with it.
Oh, yeah.
She might very well still have won. I mean, she still may have won.
She still could,
I'm just telling you how it is.
You're right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. "Hello, my name is Sarah Rockwell, and I'm running for Alachua County School Board District 3. I'm a mom, an educator, and a disability rights advocate. As a mom with two children with disabilities, I know the difficult decisions parents have to make during the last 2 years, especially families that had additional challenges before the pandemic. I've been advocating for our kids for over 20 years. I have a bachelor's, master's, and a doctoral degree in special education from the University of Florida. My degrees focus on teaching young children with disabilities, teaching students with reading disabilities, and teaching autistic students. So far, how could she not win your heart?
Oh.
So far, so good, right?" And then she goes on, "I am passionate about seeing all children succeed and believe that making sure all students get a safe and quality education is the most important goal of any school district. And I'm asking for your support and your vote. Vote for me, Sarah Rockwell, Alachua County School Board.
Unless their parents are MAGA.
So sweet.
Yeah.
I am passionate about seeing all children succeed.
Mm-hmm.
She should have said, well, let me rephrase that.
Yes.
I am passionate about seeing all kids that don't have MAGA parents succeed. I'm passionate about politics to the point to where I'll let it interfere and bias my judgment.
Mm-hmm.
To the point to where I will make a public statement about somebody who is MAGA and they died, and I write, good. Now, if one of your children in the classroom, one of the kids, if one of their parents died, I guess you'd naturally then would say, well, were they MAGA?
Uh-huh.
And if they were, you would announce to the class, well, good. Another dead MAGA. Good.
As opposed to if they were far lefties. Oh, we are so sorry for your loss.
Yeah.
Yeah, what a contrast that would be.
I mean, and again, how about a little truth in advertising? You want the gig, but you're a radical lefty, MAGA-hating human being.
Pretty much.
Just put that out there.
Yeah.
Just put it out there. And in Alachua County, again, you still might win.
Absolutely.
And then nobody can come back to you later and go, oh my gosh, that's disgusting. You can't show an obvious bias like that, politicalization. Plus, it's in extremely poor taste.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about somebody who clearly is a human being, not perfect, but certainly someone who you could say via their career and what they have shown to be, they're beloved, by millions of people around the world. Doesn't mean they're perfect. But for you to say, one less MAGA in the world. That's good that he died. Do they realize, does she realize how cold and crass and just how ridiculously hateful that sounds?
Well, she did, air quotes, apologize.
Yeah.
Or something.
A few days ago, I made a cruel and flippant comment from my personal Facebook account on a friend's post regarding the death of Hulk Hogan. I deeply regret making that comment and have since removed it. I want to make it very clear that I never have and never will wish harm on anyone, regardless of whether we share political views. But if something bad happens to a member of MAGA, I will dance on their grave.
Uh-huh.
While I strongly disagree with some of the comments Hulk Hogan made, that is no excuse for my comment. I also sincerely apologize for the way my comment has eroded confidence in my ability to represent all students, families, and staff in Alachua County.
Yes. It has.
But she wants to assure all of you that the best interest of our children and our public schools are at the center of everything I do as a board member. I don't see how that can be.
Mm-mm.
If you so politically opposed to about 50% of America, you're so politically opposed, I don't know that we feel like you have the best of our children in our public schools at the center of it. We just based that on that alone.
Mm-hmm.
I hope I have shown that by my record of advocacy for children, families, and staff members throughout Alachua County, again, I apologize for the hurt and distrust I have caused with my insensitive comment. I'll continue to do the hard work of putting our children in schools first. I hope that I can earn back your trust. So there's a lot of people calling for her to be fired.
Right.
And
the governor could do that.
Yeah. And I'm not, I don't know that this, is raised to this level. Here's somebody who has been, elected.
Right.
And so they're elected and this is where, the constituents, the people would vote. And if they're dissatisfied with her, they have the next election in which to vote her out of office. But I do see where people who are going to try to educate our children should be held to, a fairly high standard at least, right?
Yeah. Well, some would say if this is her way of thinking, what is her way of leading and what are her goals and things to between now and the next election, It's like when you find out something after the fact, it's like, oh, now I got to wait around and see what else, what she's going to do.
Yeah, and I could understand that.
Yeah.
We just came through that whole cancel culture kind of thing.
Right.
So I'm a little bit sensitive to that. But this is part of the essence of her job, you know, trying to figure out what's best for the kids. And if she's that passionate or clouded, some would say, by her political views, it could very well hamper her ability to do her job.
Now, she gets free speech just like anybody else. However, in many jobs, there are ethics standards that you have to uphold. You kind of make a decision to keep your mouth shut when you accept certain roles and do certain things, whether it's a job, an election, whatever the case may be. There are certain standards sometimes that you have to stand by.
Exactly. And the fact that you're highly educated, you're not afraid to say, look, I got a bachelor's, I got a master's, I got a doctoral degree. That's good. Mm-hmm. But that also, again, I would say should raise the standards for what's acceptable in your behavior, too.
Right.
There's a real lack of being professional. Lack
Big
of it.
Time.
That this is kind of the antics of somebody who thinks more along the lines of a child. Mm-hmm. And if this is what you're willing to post outwardly on social media and push send or whatever, right? Uh-huh, if you're willing to do that, you show a real lack of judgment and you have to wonder, well, I wonder how she really feels.
If this is what you'll say on social media, what are your, exactly. That's a good point.
So what do you think? Do you think the governor should step in and you think there should be punishment or loss of employment or what?
I think if she were smart, she would just step aside. But she's probably not going to do that.
No.
That would be my first. That would be the best option. You know, I have not represented the Alachua County School Board well. My mistake. I shouldn't have done it. And I want the best for the kids. I really do want the best for the kids. And I want the parents to feel confident in the leadership of the school board, and for that reason, I'm going to resign.
Yes.
That's what I'd like to see happen.
Yeah, I don't deserve your confidence after my clear lack of professionalism, et cetera, et cetera. And so I'm going to make the, professional act of voluntarily stepping down because clearly I've created an issue here. But if there's one, county that this kind of behavior would...
Expect?
Yeah.
Not
just expect, but she's going to, there'd be plenty of power players that would kind of back her.
The bleeding hearts.
However, you've got a governor that's pretty strict and pretty staunch.
And is Gainesville and Alachua County not on the radar enough already?
Yeah.
I guess it's this weekend. You got the new CFO, Blazing Golia, his team going to be heading to Gainesville to check out the books.
And, if you've got free time, I would hope as a school board member, you'd be working on making the schools better and improving test scores and, overall issues dealing precisely with what you got hired to do.
Yep.
Instead of silly and hurtful, distracting and ridiculous comments on social media.
Mm-hmm.
7:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here and plenty more to talk about. And don't you forget, you'll never miss a minute of the show if you just search the Bob Rose Show on your favorite app. Hit the follow button and you can catch up on every episode, every hour, every highlight, whenever it works for you. Now on Apple, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcasts. Tired of winning? Not me. 7:49 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Good morning. Welcome. We're here to make Mondays great. President's always doing his best to make every day great. We appreciate it. And, looks like he got the deal done with the European Union when it comes to tariffs. And once again, this will be mutually beneficial to European nations and also to the U.S. It's what we call a win-win, and the president is doing that, and we love it. And he's going to keep on doing it. On the other hand, you've got Democrat favorability hitting a 35-year low. 35-year low. How many? Let's hear from all the people with a loud voice who still support the Democrats. This just in, Democrats working hard to give crickets the vote. What amendment would that be?
I don't know. Hey, you know, over in the UK the other day, we saw the headline, they're trying to get 16-year-olds to vote. They can't decide what they want to wear to school. Come on.
Yeah, and you wonder what that's kind of leading to. You want to have a certain maturity. And that doesn't mean that some at 16 can't make good decisions. But overall, generally, your brain's not completely wired yet.
You want a 60-year-old deciding who runs your country and makes laws about things they don't even understand yet?
I think it could be fun for a while.
Oh, it'd be interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The owner of a Florida telecommunications company will be spending the next 5 years in prison. Whoa. Yep, his firm will pay a hefty fine as well regarding an Obama phone scam.
Okay, I see this.
Q-Link Wireless LLC and its owner, identified as CEO Issa Assad, previously pleaded guilty to conspiracy to commit wire fraud and steal federal funds from the Lifeline programs that began in the 1980s. The program offers subsidized cell phone service to lower-income people. In 2012, a video emerged of a protester outside a Mitt Romney event who claimed her neighbors received an Obama phone. When asked why she supported Obama, the woman said, "Everybody in Cleveland, low minority, got Obama phone. Keep Obama in president, you know? He gave us a phone. He's going to do more." Interesting. The clip shows the woman standing with other protesters on the side of the roadway while holding signs. A Breitbart News article speculated that she may or may not be a paid agitator. The name Obama phone caught after the video went viral, and some telecommunications companies with Lifeline contracts embraced the term, although the government, of course, did not. In 2013, Breitbart News reported that opposition to the Lifeline program was growing as Track Phone Wireless, the company that most benefits from the government subsidy, is now advertising on Inside the Beltway news websites in an effort to save it. The Fox article, and Assad was sentenced to prison along with his company and must pay $128 million in fines. And in a press release, U.S. Attorney's Office, Southern District of Florida said, meanwhile, Assad defrauded another federal government program, the Paycheck Protection Program. Remember that? PPP?
Yep.
By making false statements about Q-Link's business. Congress created the PPP during the COVID-19 pandemic to authorize forgivable loans to small businesses for job retention and certain other expenses. Assad, in Q-Link's name, executed a fraudulent scheme to obtain and keep PPP proceeds. To further this scheme, Assad made false statements about Q-Link's business, including a false claim that Q-Link's Lifeline reimbursements substantially decreased because of the pandemic. Assad then, in 2021, engaged in an unlawful financial transaction involving approximately $389,000 of those proceeds, and Assad spent PPP loan proceeds on a Land Rover payment,
wow,
his personal Amex card, jewelry, and personal property taxes.
Wow.
So he thought the PPP meant, you know, personal
purchases
plan
or something like that. Wow.
Assad was reportedly charged with murder several years ago in connection with driving over a groundskeeper at his business. He later pleaded no contest to misdemeanor culpable negligence and was slapped with a one-year probation and ordered to pay a $225 fine.
I mean, if you can run over somebody and get by with it, no jail time, $225 fine, what's the big deal about ripping off a government plan and, you know, making your Land Rover payment?
Sounds like this has been going on for a while, and one scam wasn't enough and had to keep scamming. So.
This person does have issues with good judgment, I think, is the best way to put it.
I think so, too.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
And I would not vote for that person to be a school board member.
In Alachua County, they could probably get on.
There's a good chance.
Good. Oh, yeah. Real good chance.
Let's see. Fox News Sunday, Congressman Jason Crow, a Democrat out of Colorado said the director of national intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard's allegation against former President Barack Obama was dangerous. Yeah, her allegation he deemed to be dangerous. Not how dangerous, if true, the allegations are. No, just making the allegations is dangerous. I would say that if things happened the way that Tulsi Gabbard explained them, there's the greatest danger. You talk about the party that constantly says, they're going to destroy democracy, Trump's going to kill democracy, how they said that over and over again, and we've told you now for a while, they call you what they are,
yep,
and they basically say you're doing what they're actually doing. There it is.
Mm-hmm.
The destruction of democracy, the Democrats are working very hard for that to come about. Host Shannon Bream said, I've poured through these documents. I hope you've had a chance to go through them. Do you think a special counsel is warranted at this point or some type of investigation to reassure people, regardless of party, that they can be assured that top officials are not going to be up to no good? He said, well, you know, the allegations and the conspiracy theories by Tulsi Gabbard would be sad if they weren't so dangerous. She's turned herself into basically a weapon of mass distraction. That's what I've been calling it, because it's very clear what's happening here. She's trying to curry favor and get back into favor with Donald Trump and has concocted these theories to do so. Concocted theories? She released documents. She was holding them in her hand when she made the allegations. This is not a concoction. It's all going to be part of the record now. So, and that whole idea, distraction, nice try.
Yeah.
No. And then the other one, wants to get back into the good graces of Donald Trump. That's all they have?
Wow.
Of course it's all they have, because
yeah,
the evidence is pretty solid. It's very solid. And instead of addressing those issues, you know, they want to run and hide or call her the conspiracy theory lady. Nope. She's got the facts. Approaching 7:58 on the Bob Rose Show. Plenty more to talk about on News Talk 97.3, The Sky.